is. He brought a change of luck in the garden. There is the last of your fears.
Cafe. They had a beautiful record, Every Day Hurts, which I meant to play. I love that one.
But that was the follow-up, which is good as well. Strange Little Girl. Ready and over with the time. Wednesday morning at 7:45.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunstore's better value, beats them all.
Dunstore's great better value sale now on with huge reductions in food. How about these lower prices? St. Bernard 20-pack fish fingers, 99p. St. Bernard fresh chickens, £1 off mark price. St. Bernard tin peas, 15 and a half ounce, 15p. Dunstore's great better value sale beats them all.
Anywhere you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand.
Have that special photograph enlarged by CPL 11 Marion Square. From 35mm and 120 negative, CPL will do a 10x8 print for £2 and a 20x16 for £6. With a 3-hour service on both slide and negative film processing. Phone CPL on 767325 or call to CPL 11 Marion Square.
Meanwhile, over at the theater, there's a cold reception for Richard III.
Down! It's the winter of our discount.
But for this evening's performance, he's taken first back to Sussico.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this Ildico.
Ildico, for quick relief from symptoms of cold and flu, only at your chemist.
Quality Texanco is back. Order now. Phone CDL 720011.
And the time now is coming up to 13 minutes before 8. And last night's football results in the Milk Cup in the fifth round. Norwich 0, Aston Villa 2, Sheffield Wednesday 2, Liverpool 2. Liverpool saved by a penal from Phil Neal in the 60th minute. There's a replay of that next Tuesday. And English League
Division 1, QPR 6. Stoke City, poor old Stoke, they nearly last. 0. Goodness me.
Oh, dear. Nothing from Tottenham. No, they're having a rest after their big win, aren't
they? They are retiring for the rest of the season.
I sent a graffiti in the paper this morning. God will provide, declares a poster outside a South Wales chapel. Below has been added the penciled advice, but go to Social Security while you're waiting.
You know, this type of Adeline graffiti produces some classics. There's a famous one in Liverpool some years ago. It was a big poster that said,
Jesus saves.
And underneath has been written, but Keegan scores on the rebound. But my favorite for many years came from the States. There used to be a billboard and poster advertising campaign for a shoe heel, O'Sullivan's Heels. And they were the brand leader. And they used a poster showing a beautiful girl holding up an O'Sullivan heel and saying, I'm in love with America's number one heel. And on one poster, an addition had been made in obviously feminine handwriting. It said, that's too bad, sister. I married him.
12 minutes now to 8, and we have a milestone of coincidence in pop history this morning. Because, as you know, Paul and Linda McCartney went off smoking the pipes of peace in Barbados. And they were caught, right?
Yep.
On the 16th of January. Well, looking back in time, and here it is on the records for the 16th of January, this time 1980. Paul McCartney was put into a Tokyo prison when the local police discovered a half pound of marijuana.
They crashed off. great name.
And he was put in there for 10 days in Tokyo and released with a hefty finger wagging.
I see.
All the good that did.
That's amazing. So January 16th is Marijuana Day.
It's Marijuana Day household, yeah.
For Paul and Linda.
Right.
So there you are. That's all I have to say to you.
Is that all you have to say?
At this juncture.
Oh, go and beat the intro.
It's 11 minutes now to 8. Ray Parker Jr.
I'm a confused. I don't know what to do. I still can't get over it.
The latest single, also tracked from his new album, Ray Parker Jr., I Still Can't Get Over
Loving You.
Beat the intro after this record from Carol King, Crying in the Rain. And the time now, well, it's 8 minutes from eight.
Rain drops falling from heaven.
Kicking and crying in the rain. 5.5 minutes now to 8, and playing Beat the Intro this morning is Clodagh Carton of Dundrum. Good morning, Clodagh.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
I thought you'd fallen asleep there for a second.
I'm here. I have to be awake this morning.
You certainly do. You've lost all your lives, haven't you?
This is it. My apologies to all those who knew the answer yesterday.
Oh, yes. They gave you a bit of a ribbing over it, did they?
Well, the principal, well, you, I know the jury. So it's the surgeon and the air. So frustrating to know the answer. I'm not to be there.
That's
they're
right.
They're hosting us this morning now.
Okay, well, just to tell you that a guy named Terry phoned up yesterday morning at 8:30 and he says, I think that Clodagh girl is lovely now. She's always in good humour in the morning. Are you always in this good humour every morning?
Well, actually, the morning's not too bad, but you wouldn't have seen me in the evening.
You didn't have to answer any of these questions.
Hang up, right?
Okay.
So there, he wants to know what you look like, but we won't ask you that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Right,
I'm gorgeous. Time for Beat the Intro, and, well, it's one from, about one third into the 70s.
And you have
10 seconds. Clodagh, two.
Beat the Intro.
Yes, with you and Mr. Inglese. Yeah, that's the guy, yeah.
You certainly did. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Because it was a bit difficult, that. So you made up for yesterday.
Well, I'm on my toes now this morning.
Well done. So we'll see you in the morning.
Thank you very much, Daddy.
Thanks, Clodagh.
Bye.
Good morning.
There we are. Another record token from Walton's of North Frederick Street, especially for Clodagh, on Beat the Intro.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time the name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Now when the radical priests come to get me released, we is all on the current news week. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. Seeing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yes, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Congratulations, Clodagh. Back with another Beat the Intro in the morning. 8 o'clock news on the way.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
Sitting in the sun, good wine, and good company.
A nice beach for the wife and fun for the kids.
Fun, sea, and relaxation.
I enjoy different foods in different countries.
Plenty of fun, food, men, and drink.
The nightlife, the girls, the disco, and the crack.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving people.
If you want a new or used Ford, contact Shea Heshen at Fairlight Motors.
New Fiestas, Escorts, Sierras, Capris, and Granadas.
All the old-time Ford family favorites. And a top-class range of lots of used cars as well, with a three-month warranty and the reliability and personal service you'll always get at Fairlane. Call up and inspect the range or phone Fairlane at 515-200.
Even with a used car, you'll still get a cup of coffee or two.
If you play your cars right.
Terrible noise. It's my exhaust. But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to Fastfit. Fastfit
That's got a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, Fast Fit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement of all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on the no radiomatic shock absorbers. Fast Fit give a guarantee. Fast Fit at Shaw Street, opposite Mass Orbit Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping center, and Century Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be Fast Fit exhaust.
727-424.
Hello?
Evening, Howard Smallett. Can I help you?
It's Lyons. Put the kettle on time.
Broadcasting on 819 kilohertz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning.
The Dail begins a new session this afternoon. The criminal justice bill and the budget are expected to dominate. Plans for the introduction of new computerized facilities in Leinster House are to be considered. It's believed the new equipment would lead to more efficiency and productivity. The Ford company in Detroit say that the decision to close the plant of course and thus axing 800 jobs was taken entirely by local management. The Minister for Industry, Commerce and Energy, Mr. John Broughton, said he wished to record the government's extreme regret at the decision. He said he was planning a meeting with Ford's international management in Detroit as soon as possible. In the north, police found a parcel of ammunition in a derelict house in the Upper Springfield Road area of Belfast last night. They made the discovery when they went to investigate a fire in the house. Some local people had to leave their homes for a short time while a British Army expert examined the house and removed the bullets. The committee of Belfast City Council has launched an inquiry into the Maysfield Leisure Centre fire, which happened at the weekend, in which six people died. At a meeting last night, the Leisure Service Committee asked for legal advice about the most effective form of investigation, and the councillors have ordered immediate measures to reduce all risks to the public. On the second day of the European Security Conference in Stockholm, much of the interest is likely to center on the speech by the Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Kanuko. Later, he's to have talks with the American Secretary of State, Mr. Schultz, their first meeting for 4 months.
In an outspoken...
Lebanese authorities have started a major hunt for the kidnappers of the Saudi Arabian consul. Mr. Hossein Farash was abducted yesterday after six gunmen stopped his car in Beirut. They shot and wounded his bodyguard, dragged Mr. Farash from the vehicle, and then fled. The Lebanese Foreign Ministry has sent an official to the Saudi embassy to express the government's concern at the incident. The Soviet Union has said it's begun deploying new Soviet missiles in East Germany to counter the American cruise and Pershing II missiles sighted in Western Europe. Soviet news agency TASS said Russian soldiers were manning the missiles in agreement with the East German government. It didn't say whether or not the missiles were operational. Western diplomats in Moscow have said they're likely to be medium-range SS-20s. In Pakistan, an Air France 747 jumbo jet returned to Karachi after a mid-air explosion 27 minutes after taking off for Saudi Arabia. No one was hurt, and the cause of the small blast is being investigated. In France, the Greenpeace organization has accused workers of smashing 1,000 Adélie penguin eggs during the building of an airstrip in French Antarctic territory. It said the airstrip threatened the species with extinction. Finally, the Polish government has decided to raise the price of bread at the end of this month. The increases, averaging 10%, are lower than the authorities had in mind
and five other former
proposals in November. A government spokesman said the measures would lead to a rise in the cost of living of up to 3.5%. Independent Radio News from Dublin at 3 minutes past 8.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bob. A look at the weather for Dublin. Cold, dry, and mainly sunny.
And
today, the city high 4 to 5 degrees Celsius. The wind west to northwesterly. Light to moderate force 3 to 4 on Dublin Bay. And the high tide in Dublin today, 11.33 p.m. Sunset. Have we had sunrise yet? Well, not really. Sunset in Dublin, 4.40 p.m. Right, everybody count.
1, 2... Nobody told me that the days like these.
Kathmandu. Everybody's crying, and no one leaves a drag. Well, everybody's crying, and no one makes a sound. So please, for us, move.
A new issued record by John Lennon. It's called Nobody Told Me, and that's the highest new entry on the brand new Top of the Pops Top 20. Give you a complete rundown of that very shortly. It's now 7 minutes past 8, and time for our milestone of pop history today, which comes from 1980, and the number one record, yes, the Pretenders, Brass and Pocket. The first number one of 1980.
Got that in pocket. Got that gonna use it in pension.
Make it.
Great record, that. Deserved to be number one, in my humble opinion. 1980, for the Pretenders. Branson Pocket has reached the top spot on this date. 10 minutes now past eight, and back to the brand new Top of the Pops Top 20. At number 20, Here Comes the Rain Again. The Eurythmics, Cool in the Gang, 19. Michael Jackson dropping down, he's at 18. 17, King of Pain by the Police. China Crisis and Wishful Thinking are at 16. 15, The Icicle Works and Love is a Wonderful Color. Paul Young is at 14, Love of the Common People. 13, a new entry by Big Country, super record called Wonderland. Number 11 is John Lennon, Nobody Told Me. 12 there was Hold Me Now, the Thompson Twins. Top 10, Islands in the Stream, Kenny and Dolly. Lionel Richie at 9. 8, Tell Her About It, Billy Joel. Status Quo at 7. Number 6 is Bird of Paradise by Snowy White, which we'd have a little bit later, and that's great as well. Shaky and Bonnie are at 5, as you would expect. Joe Fagan, That's Living All Right, at 4. What Is Love, Howard Jones, at 3. And one which they've stopped playing on Radio 1, the BBC, for some reason. Well, I know the reason. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax, number 2. And that leaves The Pipes of Peace from Barbados. Paul McCartney, still at number 1 at 11 past 8.
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. All around the world, little children being born to the world, got to give them all we can till the war is won. Then will the work be done.
Top of the pile in the charts, number 1, Paul McCartney and Pipes of Peace. Now, with John Lennon coming in at number 11 as the highest new entry, maybe we're going to have John knocking Paul off the top. That'll be interesting. That'll be a real milestone of pop history. 14 and a half minutes past 8.
Hey, come here. In that class the other day, the teacher was asking us all to define the word pass. He says define when he takes you down on what it means. So he said it was laying off the ball to a fella going through. Butler said something else.
You should have seen the teacher giving him an awful clue.
But this other smart aleck, we call him Swap. He said it means getting your money out of the Bank of Ireland without even going in. He says you can stick a thing called a pass card into a machine in the wall and it gives you up to £100 any time, even in the middle of the night. And then he says you can use your pass card at more than 50 machines in Dublin and 140 all over Ireland. And you know what Butler said? Says he, if I saw money coming out of the wall, I'd pass out. And the teacher gave me another clue.
Pass, your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service from Bank of Ireland.
Here's what I'm listening to me.
Clutch or gearbox problems? Call Clutch and Transmission Services for fast-fit clutch, gearbox, and auto transmission repairs. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for clutches and transmissions, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services, Southside on 942411 and Northside on 301-277. Fast Fit Clutch and Transmissions, a brilliant idea. Once you're into our clutches, you won't want us to let you go.
Melia Travel, Spain's biggest travel company, are offering unbeatable holiday value to Torremolinos from only £286 for 2 weeks in July. Also ask about their incredible family specials. Call Melia Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin 2, or phone 77-2409.
Looking for a good used car? Phone Dublin
571171
and choose from Smith's computer listing of 1,000 used cars of all makes at Smith's garages nationwide. So if you want a good used car, phone Dublin
571171.
Now at Duffy's Fabrics, a spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Center.
Radio Nova.
And the time is 16 and a half minutes past 8. Good morning. And, well, hasn't Michael Jackson done well in the American Music Awards? Certainly 1983 was a Michael Jackson year.
Absolutely.
Because not only did he win the Male Pop Singer Award, but he also won the Soul category as well. And the LP Thriller was named Favorite Pop and Favorite Soul Album. And Billie Jean won the Pop Single of the Year. And Beat It was the Favorite Pop and Soul Video. 8 awards for Michael Jackson.
Michael who? Did you know I once sang for the President of the United States?
Yes.
Well, at least he told me he was. He said, if you're a singer, I'm the President of the United States. This piece of statuary.
Oh, yeah, I see the councillors don't like that statue going into Fairview Park. What does it look like, Bob?
Well, Councillor Ned Brennan said it was a Mickey Mouse effort.
Does it look like Mickey Mouse?
Not really, because I always thought Mickey Mouse sort of had two big ears and two legs. I mean, this thing has 6 legs, I think, or is it 8? And it sort of sticks out in all directions. It's a piece of modern sculpture, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Well, good old Councillor Ned, you can always rely on him for the good comment. It's 18 minutes past 8, and one of my favourite newsreaders, Bob, is coming back. I'm delighted. I don't know if anybody else is fans of Gordon Honeycomb.
Oh, Gordon.
He used to be on the ITN.
That's right.
And he's more of a playwright, actually, than a newsreader. He just does that as a nixer.
Yeah.
Because he's a super talented guy. Now, seemingly a few years ago, remember the miners' dispute?
Yes.
And he wouldn't pass the picket or something. There was some dispute where he wouldn't read the news because he was in sympathy with the miners.
That's right.
And he resigned his position on ITN. But seemingly now there is a vacancy. And 6 years later, Gordon Honeycomb is returning.
Welcome.
Look forward to seeing him on ITN.
Welcome, Mr. Gordon. By the way, with all this talk about holidays, and this is the time when everybody plans their holidays, are you planning one?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. I thought I'd have a little bit of a holiday, so I went down to a travel agent and asked where I could go for £50. They told me.
Down below. It's 90 minutes past 8. At this time every morning, we played the Golden Classic. Now, this is what happened yesterday. We played Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile at 8:15, and then John Clark played it at 10 minutes past 2 or so, and here we go.
Radio Nova is giving away £100 in cash every day in the great Radio Nova 100 a day giveaway.
Tuesday afternoon, John Clark played the £100 giveaway record. Steve Farley's Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile. Right away came 9 unlucky calls, and then call number 10.
Hello, Radio Nova.
Did you play the song that time?
We did play the song. What's your name?
Sean Don.
Where are you ringing from, Sean?
From Townsend Street, Avant Tower.
What would you do with £100 if you won, Sean?
I'd have a good time, probably. I'd take a few bit of pressure off me.
Have you ever won in any competitions before?
Never.
Sean, congratulations. You're caller number 10.
You're joking.
You've just won £100 in cash.
Are you serious?
I am very serious.
How did that make you feel?
Made you feel great.
Another great cash giveaway from Radio Nova, 88 FM and 819 AM.
Good man, Sean. Maybe it's your turn today. This is the classic record, and it will be repeated sometime before 8 o'clock this evening. This one. Rita Payne from September of 1970's Band of Gold. And when that record is repeated sometime during today on Radio Nova, ring 604-043. And if you are the 10th caller, you win £100. A spend. 22 past 8. And it is 23 past 8, it is actually. It is number 6 in the charts this week.
So you fly and cry.
White and Bird of Paradise, 26 and a half minutes past eight. And this morning's loony lyric has been sent in by Jerry Maguire of Willow Park Avenue, Glasnevin North. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for the card. And he says, well, listening to How Many Tears by Bobby V, it reminds me of BBC Radio 2 presenter Jimmy Young, who now has his own TV show on ITV. So Jimmy got mentioned on this record from the 60s by Bobby V. Jimmy Young, Jimmy Young, have a listen.
Right, Jerry. How many tears can you cry when you're sad and lonely? Now how many tears can you cry when someone makes you blue? That's a question I'm still unable to answer. Cause I stop my crying over you. Now how many lives can you count when you just can't sleep at night?
Definitely deserves a T-shirt. Well done, Jerry. Young Jimmy, young Jimmy, young Jimmy, young Jimmy, young Jimmy, young. Because Bob's saying, young Jimmy, young. Yes, it's 29 minutes past eight. If you have a loony lyric, send it to us at Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2.
Of the many thousands listening out there, this message is aimed at only 250 of you. It concerns a very, very special car, the Anniversary Starlet. Toyota's way of celebrating its 10th anniversary in Ireland. Problem is, they've created only 250 of these special editions. Designed to be a trendsetter of today, destined to be a classic of tomorrow. The Anniversary Starlet. Grab one while you can at your Toyota dealer.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
To the Shelburne Hotel on Sunday, the 22nd of January, for the 1984 Wedding Fair. A selection of the latest and brightest fashions and wedding arrangements. There are two shows at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Admission is free. That's the Wedding Fair, Sunday, the 22nd of January. Make it a date.
Shattered windscreen? Whatever time of the day or night this happens to your car or truck glass, you're never far away from expert attention. All weather truck and auto glass replacements operate a 24-hour emergency windscreen service. Our city centre branch at 33 Bolton Street and South City branch at Grand Canal Quay operate non-stop Monday to Saturday, 8.30 to 5.30, including through lunchtime. For rapid, expert windscreen, door, vent glass and heated rear screen replacements, plus the fabulous range of all-weather sunroof systems, remember the 24-hour emergency windscreen number, 713-655. 713-655.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
I adore Spain.
See interesting places and meet people.
A lot of fun and action.
Sunshine, beaches, nightlife.
A suntan and shopping in the market.
I always go with Club Travel to the Greek islands because of the crack.
No school, I'm going swimming.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
Hello? Is that you, Thursday? Here, listen, wait till I tell you. I'm after getting myself a great New York from Bank of Ireland. A pass card. No, you idiot. Nobody's dead. I'm talking about the York you stick into the contraption in the wall that gives you up to £100 any time, day or night. No, of course the money's not free, but I'm having me wages paid direct to Bank of Ireland. Huh? And why wouldn't I need one? Sure, why if Nobler wanted to go to a late-night disco and me with not a tosser on me? And you know what else? There's over 50 of them in Dublin and 140 all over Ireland. No, you idiot. Not discos, contraptions in the wall.
Pass, your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service from Bank of Ireland.
Listen, I've a pass for two for Sunday. Will you come? No, you idiot. Not to the bank, to the match.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Radio Nova.
How are you? How are you?
What's the weather like, Bob?
Pretty good, actually. Cold, but dry and mainly sunny. That's the forecast for today. And the city high 4 to 5 degrees Celsius. And the headlines, the Doyle begins a new session this afternoon. The criminal justice bill and the budget are expected to dominate. Ford Company in Detroit said the decision to close the plant in Cork, axing 800 jobs, was taken entirely by local management. In the north, the committee of Belfast City Council has launched an inquiry into the Maysfield Leisure Center fire at the weekend. Lebanese authorities have started a major hunt for the kidnappers of the Saudi Arabian consul. Soviet Union has said it's begun deploying new Soviet missiles in East Germany to counter the American cruise and Pershing II missiles sighted in Western Europe. And the West German Defense Minister, Manfred Werner, is to appear before his cabinet colleagues and other members of the Bundestag later today to explain the circumstances surrounding the sacking of his country's leading NATO general. One story dominates the papers here this morning, the closure of the Ford plant in Marina in Cork.
Oh, didn't Shay Hexton know about that?
No, well, I haven't checked with him yet. I don't know if it came as a surprise to him. It did to somebody else. A bunch of people, in fact. The Times gives a straightforward 800 to lose jobs in Ford plant closure. The press zeroes in on reaction to the closure, anger growing at Ford move, and the Independent looks for the reasons. Ford, why it folded. Goes on to say Ford's a Cork is to close by the end of the year, broken by cutthroat international competition. High cost of production have made the plant uncompetitive with giant car manufacturers on the continent and in Japan. Well, I guess minis are all right then. In essence, the report says that everybody else can make the cars faster and cheaper. And as Fords are not in the business of making one-off cars for royalties, for which they will pay more and wait for, well, that spells non-viability. The press says at the top of the page, closure takes Bruton by surprise. The government were taken by surprise at the closure of the minister of the Ford's Cork plant. The Minister for Trade, Commerce, Industry, Tourism, Energy, and anything else that's going hinted last night. He hinted. Question from the press reporter. Mr. Bruton, did this come as a surprise to the government? Well, now, you could say that. And he did. And it was in the statement tinged with anger at the suddenness of the closure while the government were seeking a meeting guaranteeing the plant's future. Mr. Bruton said, it's not acceptable that Ford should walk away from Cork. They won't be walking, they'll be driving in Toyotas and Datsuns and a few other cars like that. Well, yesterday there was no racing. Thousands of people breathed a sigh of relief when you made that little announcement just after I gave the Nova Nag.
We're really up to date on this program.
But I'm sorry, no reprieve today. The Nova Nag will be running, yes. In the 1:30 at Windsor, Easter Lee.
Yes, optimist as usual.
Oh, yes.
We'll be running. We're strolling along. And the time now is 25 minutes to 9 on Nova. Here's the police.
There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black hat caught in a high tree top. There's a flagpole rack and the wind won't stop. I have seen him before inside the pouring rain with the world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this train, but it's my destiny to be the king of pain. There's a little black.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
Single from the Police and the King of Pain. 20 and a half minutes before nine, if you entered the Corona Holidays competition last week, well, here's the result. Number one question was, what is the capital city of Gran Canaria? Answer, Las Palmas. Number two, what is the name of the Spanish national airline? Iberia. And number three, in which Corona apartments can you buy a timeshare? The answer there, Corona Blanca. And a huge entry. Now, this is one of the biggest ever. And the first name out of the bag was Claire Sinnott of San Cirillo, Cross Lanes, Drogheda in County Louth. Congratulations to Claire, and Corona will be in touch with you. 20 minutes to nine, this week's competition is from Master Glaze, who have given us a beautiful porch sliding door. Just what you need for the winter. And if your home doesn't suit a porch slider, well, Master Glaze will offer the winner a replacement hall door instead, or if you prefer, a Master Glaze back kitchen door. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning is to answer three very simple questions. Number one, in the 60s, Frankie Vaughan sang about the goings-on behind a certain colored door. What colored door? Number two, another colored door leads into one of Dublin's well-known restaurants in Upper Pembroke Street. It's known as the something door. What is it? And number three, which member of a well-known group, The Doors, did something naughty on stage in Miami in 1969? Send your answers on a postcard to the Master Glaze competition, Radio Nova, Herbert Street in Dublin 2. Get your answers in by next Monday, draw on Tuesday. And if you want any more information about Master Glaze, 606666, you can find them. It's 90 minutes before 9. Clifford T. Ward has a new album. Here's a track from that.
I want you to know that it's working out all right. I found a job and things are looking up. And if you join me soon, we can celebrate and put it all back as it used to be. But I take it that you're still not free. I'm sure you can tell that it's still the same old me. Just a dreamer in a low profile, with promises and half attempts to mend, bring about what was meant to be. But I take it that you're still not free. Waiting, I think I knew life now.